her because people used to confuse them.
No, they didn't.
That's what I knew you'd give me stuff like that today. Good.
No, they didn't.
Thank you. I will throw this one in right behind the Transgender Visibility Day story.
That day, by the way, has been around since 2009. It didn't just come around this year.
How come they just...
They choose a different day every year?
Every March 31st since 2009.
Oh.
Easter's the day that floats.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Don't you think they could have moved it and just...
Could have moved Easter?
No. Yeah, let's move Easter so we can have Transgender Visibility Day.
But why would they move that if it's been around since 2009? March 31st of 2009. Right. There's no reason to move that either. Since Easter floats.
Easter has been around since...
But it follows
33 AD.
The path of the moon. It follows the moon cycles, right?
Yes, it's the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox.
Jesus. Literally, Jesus.
All I know is I'm looking up I think the earliest Easter could be is March 23rd and the latest is April 22nd.
Yeah. So it's just a coincidence that they fell on the same day.
And if I'm wrong, somebody will no doubt correct me on that.
Yeah, there's four Sundays in between there.
Hey, can I show you my new grandson? Did you see the pictures yesterday?
I didn't.
That's him right there. His name is Easy.
Explain the naming thing, because at first I saw a lot of people saying it was Zero.
Yeah.
After Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
No, the Bedell family apologizes.
Because he looks like him.
He actually had a name like Ozzy or something. She didn't like that. She went with Easy. Phonetically similar. Didn't want to confuse him. And then she thought, Zero. She loves the movie Nightmare Before Christmas,
right.
So the white dog in that movie is Zero.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a white dog. So she went with that. But when you're looking at this, and this boy is so fun. He's so playful. He's
such a breed?
Sweet.
Do you know?
He is part pit and a bunch of other things.
Okay.
But real sweet.
Yeah.
Real sweet. I mean, he plays with the parrot on the floor. They get along really well.
How old?
Oh.
He's 11 months.
11 months?
Yes.
It didn't matter what name she went with. He'd have been fine. She could.
Right.
11
Look,
months.
Look, we were roughhousing, you know, on the floor, and I got a few, what do they call those? Marks.
Yeah, I did. I did two things yesterday. I fixed a toilet and I trimmed trees, right?
Yeah.
Guess which one injured me?
The toilet. How did it get you?
It pinched skin and pulled off some stuff.
Hey, Pamela, since you... No, this
did
is just
forget
a...
my name?
No, no, no.
I'm out of here.
No, I'm...
Yeah, say...
No.
That was a long stutter.
Can you... My daughter said, what's going on with your lips?
Yours?
Yeah, do they look weird?
No, why?
Why do you make that face?
Well, I wanted to see the whole lip. The only way to do that is go goosh.
Does she have concern about your lip?
Yes.
Does she think you're losing volume in them as you age?
Nobody's complained about the volume of my lips.
Okay, so
what was her deal?
Didn't look the right color or something?
The right color?
Well,
I had the same lipstick on. I always have when I'm in New Orleans.
I have no idea.
Hmm.
The right color.
I think I'll set aside this 20 worst songs from the 80s.
That ain't bad to do for a conundrum either.
That's another
one. If the kid actor thing doesn't pan out, we've got a backup.
Hey, how's it going there?
Pamela.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had forgotten her name again.
I didn't forget her name. I wanted to ask about the lip thing, and I have to do that when it pops in because it'll pop out soon enough.
I'm just giving you help.
94-year-old Gene Hackman stood around out with his wife in Santa Fe, New Mexico over the weekend.
He retired from acting, I believe.
Yes, he has.
Wow, I didn't realize he was that old, but time flies.
He's one of those guys, almost every movie he's in is pretty worth watching, you know? Godzilla vs. Kong did $80 million over the weekend. I'm kind of up to here, though, with the whole...
I am not down for it.
Giant monsters.
I'm really not. I would like
Why
to see that.
Why are they...
I would like to see that Godzilla Minus One that Toho Japan put out earlier this year that actually won an Academy Award for its effects.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I would like to see that. This, Yeah. Mm. Not really into. Again, taste of things I recommend if you enjoy food.
Let's see.
This weekend. French film.
Oh, yes, I heard you talking about that.
Good
sounds awesome.
God, the depictions of the food were just... I was looking up all the different things they had. It's all French food. So it's hard to pronounce and really figure out. But it was right. Just fantastic. The film's like, so-so. It's not bad. It's not great. But the way they depict food is amazing. Just beautiful. Beautiful.
I tend to skip over movies that I have to watch subtitles on or are dubbed. I just tend to skip them.
Well, thing about this is that there is dialogue, but when there's food, there's not a lot of dialogue. They are focused solely on the process of cooking that food and preparing those meals.
Is it like ASMR in the kitchen?
Very much so.
Okay.
Very
Lots
much
of chopping
so.
And sizzling.
Chopping, sizzling. there is butter and water and all kind of, they make homemade ice cream because they make a baked Alaska right there.
Yeah.
This takes place in like turn of the century France. So everything is done.
I do
old.
Like that. I like that. I like period.
Like
films.
She goes out and cuts the lettuce from the garden. Everything is done. The coal is pulled out of the fire and then put into the stove because that's what heats the top of the.
Right.
Since we're talking food here, I got to tell you about something I had at the Chloe yesterday, which is one of my new favorite places. It's an appetizer.
I'm going to build a trip to New Orleans around your recommendations. I know it.
Oh, I just love it. It's, let's see, view the menu. I want to get this right, because I had it yesterday. That's the pool menu. I want appetizers. It was a plate of goat cheese. And when they brought it out, it comes with this long slice of very light but flavorfully done bread.
Mm.
And in the middle is some type of oil with a little jalapeno in it. And it was bubbling when it's put on the table and you just dip the bread. Oh, it's unbelievable. So why can't I find this? Is it, pimento cheese plate.
It was a pimento cheese plate?
Well, that's what it says here.
I'm sure it's called something way more fancy than that.
That's what
be.
It says.
Pimento cheese plate. No?
Or pickle plate. But those are the two options.
Pickle plate.
I'd go for the pickle plate.
I'm down
plate,
for
probably.
The pickle plate.
it's such a cool place. It's an old house, beautifully redone. It's got a nice garden up front. And you know what? We were able to take the dog out to lunch because places they have outdoor seating. You bring the dog.
Yeah. That's nice.
Dog-friendly city, I believe.
Yes, very much so.
Seattle's like that. Very, very pet friendly.
Well, I'm going to get the specifics on this, but absolutely recommend the Chloe. And got the this incredible burger that's like mashable ground beef. It's really good.
Mm.
How did it get to be 7:09 already?
I don't know.
We're
food. That usually will do it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you are, have you seen the futures yet on the Dow?
It's coming. Yeah, we're up.
Okay.
54. It's not much, but we're up 54 in the futures.
All right. Whatever happens in the world of money today, Brant McDonald will do the analysis on that at 5:15 this afternoon. He and his team at Avista Advisors are available to you for consultation. And I can just promise you a couple of things. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. Nobody's even going to try to convince you to become a client. It's a chance for you to sit down, ask questions, and if there's a match, there's a match. What happens at Avista Advisor really sells itself. 387-0094 is the number to call to make that appointment.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
I've enjoyed this first hour so much, I am going to stay for another.
Traffic continues to build on this Monday morning, but we're not seeing any accidents anywhere that are going to cause you any problems at all. I-65 and 85 are getting busy through downtown Montgomery, and we're seeing a lot of cars headed into Montgomery on all of our feeder roads. Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 out of Prattville. Buckle up, be safe. No major problems so far this morning. We got it all clear for the area. Larry Live Oak, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
This is not headline news. It's April Fool's Day, which is weird having a day honoring the people Mr. T pities. Beyonce dropped her new country album, and fellow musicians gave it two thumbs up. Well, not Diddy, but that was because of the handcuffs. General Hospital turned 61 today. It was the most popular show on TV featuring fake doctors until Dr. Phil. Costco may start cracking down on non-members using their food courts. Yes, you may have to start paying for a membership if you want to eat cheap hot dogs in a prison yard environment while pigeons pick at old pizza on the floor. And a new study says music lyrics have steadily gotten dumber since the 1980s. A time with great lyrics like Wang Chunging in a do-do-do-da-da-da by Asusu Studio. This is not Headline News.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News and News is next at 7.
That's our news. I'm Rich Thomason.
This thing is nuts,
former
man.
President Trump says it's another example of a lack of respect foreign leaders afford President Biden. Mr. Trump pointing to the Mexican president's demand for $20 billion a year in U.S. taxpayer money for Latin America and the Caribbean. Recovery from the disastrous collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge proceeding on multiple tracks, according to Maryland Governor Wes Moore. He says while the cleanup is underway, so too is the investigation. Traffic moving only intermittently after a stretch of California's scenic Highway 1 collapsed during an Easter weekend storm. After 2 weeks, Israel's military has withdrawn from Gaza's largest hospital, saying 200 terrorists were killed, hundreds more detained. It happened during Easter Sunday brunch, an eatery in Nashville's Salem Town neighborhood, the scene of a shooting, left one person dead, five others injured. Wall Street, Dow futures up 110. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Gullible April Fool's Guy.
Mr. Gullible April Fool's Guy.
Only you would continue to fall for the same practical jokes year after year without ever consulting a calendar.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
From whoopee cushions to hand buzzers, you couldn't be an easier target if you had a bullseye tattooed to your forehead.
I didn't see it coming now.
You'll need a filing cabinet for all the kickbee signs stuck to your back this year. You might consider a kickbee floppy disk to save paper.
I think this joke has run its course now.
So go ahead, run to the toolbox and look for a left-handed hammer or an open-end socket. Tell the folks at Jiffy Lube your car is low on blinker fluid. Because after all, without you, it would just be April 1st.
Mr. Gullible April Fool's Guy.
Wow, it's 7:15 already, and happy April Fool's Day. There'll be no pranksters penetrating this radio station today. And I, this is my policy now because I've done it several times and really pissed off a lot of people. One, I know I lost some listeners forever. I mean, it's one thing if you fool people in a lighthearted way. It's another when you lead them all the way down the path and you start days ahead of time. Did I tell you this lame story? I'm going to tell it to Pamela.
Go ahead, yeah.
Whose name I do remember.
I know.
That was your April Fool's prank on me?
No.
The only allowable reason for stuttering on my name.
Oh, no. I wasn't. She came out. The only allowable reason that she will accept.
Nobody knows a lot of Pamela's. It's memorable.
Where is... the Twin Stack Burger. I'm still trying to find this goat cheese appetizer that was so good.
Probably called the goat cheese plate, if I can go by any of their other...
Very obvious.
They had the pickle plate and the pimento cheese plate. It was probably the goat cheese plate.
Maybe it was new and they haven't put it on the website
yet. But the way they
did
it, it was, I mean, you know, the bread was perfect. It was light. It didn't feel like, it didn't spoil your appetite, you know. It's an appetizer. Mm. Oh, it's 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. We're doing a show here today. I forgot all about that. And Pamela is our guest. She is from AMS Studios in Prattville. That's where we've gotten to know her from. But, and we're going to get into some of the stuff that you do there a little bit later this morning. But we've got random facts coming up. And right now, everybody wants to know about the weather. More about tomorrow than today, actually.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way, but not right away. Today, another dry day. Very warm for the beginning of April with a high temperature in the middle 80s, mostly cloudy skies. Continued dry through the nighttime hours tonight, low in the mid-60s, so very mild. Tomorrow's high 86, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then breezy and much cooler on Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and probably Friday. We'll go down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix. News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
April Fool's.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama Crimson Tide men's basketball team advanced to their first ever Final Four appearance in school history Saturday night. The Tide battled back from a 13-point deficit to defeat Clemson 89-82. Alabama will take on the number one seed and defending national champion UConn Huskies Saturday, April 6th in Phoenix. A woman was killed and a man injured in a shooting early Easter morning in Montgomery. 26-year-old Travonica Simmons died after being shot at the 3400 block of McGee Road about 12:40 a.m. Sunday. Neither the name or condition of the man who was shot has been released. A 15-year-old boy has been arrested for firing a stolen gun near an apartment complex in Millbrook. The incident happened between two densely populated apartment complexes in the 800 block of Deetsville Highway. A 15-year-old male was arrested and charged with receiving stolen property. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory-certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
That's kind of scary, believe me.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's April 1st, the greatest day ever. On the 1st of April, 1963, the ABC Television Network aired the premiere episode of General Hospital. The iconic soap opera remains on the air to this very day, and we still don't know if the baby's father is the doctor or the doctor's evil twin. Have a great April 1st, the greatest day ever.
And now, here's Pamela. I need something stat. Get me
random facts.
Good job.
Stats, that's a word from that you hear in hospitals when something is needed urgently.
And Pamela's here with us today, so that's where that came from.
That's where that came from.
And now you're getting random facts.
And you know what? She works on my face. Masterpiece that is. She has that kind of nursing approach. You feel like you're in
safety. Do you do the actual stuff to his face?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but you do it to his face.
She's incredible.
Microneedling.
I got to tell you, one time I was in for a weekend. I had gotten dehydrated, so I spent the whole weekend hooked up to a bag of fluid, and I'm dying to get out of this place. They tell me, you're going home. Your normal levels are good. And they send in a nurse who I think might have been a waitress at Shakey's Pizza long ago.
Oh.
Tremoring. I was gripping the rails on the bed and everything, waiting for the horrible moment.
Yeah.
Send somebody steady in for that kind of work.
Definitely. I've had a few punctures from, like, hey, can't find the vein. Like, three, I think, is the most I've had to deal with.
There was a thing last week that it seems like it takes up to 10 pricks to get a vein.
No, it shouldn't.
It shouldn't. Good ones get you the first time. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sidebar you with all that.
Did you know 850,000 people were tried in court for taking part in the Rwandan genocide? The last case just ended. Well, I say just ended. Ended in 2012. I don't remember when the Rwandan genocide took place. I will look that up for you so I can tell you exactly how long that's been going on. It started in 94. And
that's
so
a lot.
They took a good long time doing the last cases for all of those people who were tried in court. 850,000 people.
Wow.
Did you know the very last stage robbery, from the, you know, how they would rob the stagecoach, that sort of thing.
Ish.
The last one of those to ever take place was on December 5th of 1916.
Okay.
So they were still around doing that. Did you know, this references something that I mentioned to you, Greg, earlier this morning, where when you have a word you don't know how to pronounce, give it a shot.
Yeah.
So I'm giving this one a shot. This comes from, this comes from Germany.
Germany.
Thank you. You have German, right? You took German.
Two years in college.
I didn't take German.
You didn't?
Yeah, and I almost got expelled from Illinois because they caught me cheating in my fifth trimester of six.
Your fifth trimester? Giving birth?
Well, no, they were on a trimester system there, which meant you got to take more courses.
The only time I hear trimester used is mostly with pregnant women.
So, yeah, I got caught.
Oh, man.
And I was honest with the professor. I said, look, I'm trying. This is 5 out of 6. I'm saying, I don't get this, but I've got to take it to get my degree. And I said, I'm really sorry. The guy, he had nothing to do with it. I didn't ask him. I just had long eyeballs. And he appreciated the fact that I was honest. So I got to take the test over, the final. And they did that in an auditorium. Everybody is sitting in staggered seats in this auditorium except for me. I'm in the Bob Uecker section.
Oh, away from everybody else. So you can't be eyeballing other stuff. Yeah.
Even with James Bond spyware, I couldn't have cheated. But I don't even know that I passed. But I did get a pass.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is German. This is called the Schultut. The Schultut?
Spell it.
Oh, boy. Well,
is there an umlaut involved here?
There is. Yes, there is.
Then give me the letter by letter with the umlaut.
S-C-H-U-L-T U with an umlaut, T-E.
I would have said the same thing.
Yeah. Thank you. What she said.
Thank you. The Schultut. The Schultut.
The Schultut.
Whatever.
Sounds like a German name for fart.
It is, in English, it translates to school cone. It is a large, attractively decorated cone that is filled with toys, chocolate, sweets, school supplies, and other treats in there as well. The cones are given to German children by their parents or their grandparents on the very first day of first grade.
The Schultut?
The Schultut.
The Schultut.
Which is probably, we're butchering that to all hell, but yeah.
Well, if an angry German calls us at 272-9228, we've got it coming. We take our lumps. We admit when we're wrong. It's rare, but we do admit it.
Did you know Walmart stores receive 3 to 4 times more police calls than other big box retailers like Target in St. Petersburg, Florida? 25% of all arrests are made at a single Walmart location. In St. Petersburg. I don't know exactly the location. In Granite Falls, North Carolina, 92% of larceny calls are attributed to a single Walmart store.
Well, you know, they are all different. You know, when people shop locally, there's differences from location to location.
Absolutely.
The way you feel, the kind of people you see.
Yeah. Did you know DHL, the delivery service, their color scheme of red and yellow is largely due because they sponsored the yellow Formula One team, the Jordan Formula One team from 2002. Before then, they had used red and white. And then when they did the sponsorship, they incorporated yellow and they just kept it that way.
And I've been mad at them since 1989.
I was going to say, it was 2002, but I feel like they've been around a lot longer than that and it was red and yellow, but obviously not.
I somehow made it to Paris without my passport.
Wow.
The bag that it was in my apartment, so I asked the guy that was staying there to watch my cat, please get this, I gotta have this, or I'm never gonna get out of here.
Right.
And...
Oh my gosh.
They, 24-hour delivery, right? It was like $200 or $300, but it was my mistake, so no problem there. And then, of all things, it arrives in France, and it was some stupid holiday.
Oh no.
That they celebrate in April. Late April. Hmm.
Ken P is on the phone. He's got that German or something about a German translation. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, you wanted me to call and yell at you in German.
Oh, we have a German listener.
Well, let's make sure.
You must be down auf die Straße bringen. You must be down zu den Menschen bringen. You must be down bei jedem Haus bringen. You must be down überall hinbringen.
Well, thanks, Ken.
We now resume our regularly scheduled broadcast.
I think that was from a recording.
I think it was too. Him. And I don't want to speculate on who that might have been.
Yeah. Nope, we're not speculating on that at all. Did you know? As of October of 2022, Norway spends $127,671 per inmate per year.
Wow.
How much?
$127,000. I'm just round. It's almost 128 still. Per inmate per year, which is more than the United States average. Do you know what our average is here of what we spend on an inmate per year?
$600
Nope.
$80,000
That's too much. $25,000
Wow.
Per inmate per year.
Wow. Do they have significantly less than we do?
Norway, probably. I don't know. I don't have that statistic.
Fewer prisoners, probably.
Bigger budget.
Yeah.
What would I look for on that? Coming up, I'm going to look this up just because I'll see if I can find some info about it. But coming up on Random Facts, we have an interesting fact about, and all it says here is young people. That's it. I don't have an age range, nothing. It just gives me a percentage of young people.
Interesting.
Can't do this or have a lack of this, whatever. Anyway, we have that coming up. We will tell you about electric rays. And I don't mean rays as in like, you know, from the sun. I mean, you know, in the water.
Okay.
Yeah, the electric rays in the water. We're also going to give you a random fact about dogs. Always love that.
Mm-hmm.
We will give you a random fact about Ottawa International Airport.
Need to know.
Yeah. They had an opening ceremony in 1959 that was completely botched. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you how that happened. And we're going to tell you about a British drinking song, Ancreon in Heaven, I think is the name of the song. Anyway, you'll become more familiar with it when you find out more about it, which you will coming up on Random Facts.
I just came up with my next convoluted intro. I'm actually writing this one out to make sure I don't
screw it up. Oh, man, taking notes. Wow.
This has become a big deal. It's
in whose head?
Yeah, I'm so old. So old I can remember the days when you do a morning show with people you consider friends. Seems like last week. And then everything changes. You're my friend.
Yes.
Thank you, Pamela.
Give it time.
Let's talk about Food Outlet. I did not go to Food Outlet yesterday because I was out of town, but I will be stopping by there after the show this morning. And enjoying cost plus 10% pricing on everything. We played that All My Eggs is too expensive. This was an expensive Easter period for folks because chocolate prices have gone through the roof. Hmm. The best way to hedge your bets on rising prices is to go to a place that's going to put everything, going to fill their shelves with every single item at cost plus 10% at the register. And at Food Outlet, they also mark down additional items every week. Now, today and tomorrow will be the last days to get ground beef, USDA ground beef at $2.88 a pound. Somebody called the afternoon show Thursday and said, yeah, I went and got one of those big plastic torpedoes, as you call them, of ground beef and got five sections out of it and will be enjoying several meals at $2.88 a pound. It's a great deal. $2.50 a pound for St. Louis-style pork ribs. Your favorite Coke products are $4.99 for the 12-can fridge pack. Just slides into that. Every refrigerator has to have that one narrow shelf that's barely big enough for a stand-up jelly jar. But it fits into those. It's a conspiracy theory, Jay. Black Label bacon from Hormel. $4.57 for a full pound. Crescent Rolls by Pillsbury. Those are this will tickle your wallet. $2.73. Idahoan potatoes, which are really, really good, you know, for instant potatoes, they've come a long way.
Those starches.
Well, yeah, the potato. In fact, I have something from a listener on that whole potato controversy. Those are three for $4. And White Lily Flour from Martha White, a five-pound bag, self-rising or all-purpose, is $3.73. Plus more, those are posted at the door at all three Food Outlet locations, Highway 14 in the Millbrook, in Prattville on Main Street, west of Highway 31, and I'll be over at Coliseum Boulevard right around 9:15 this morning next to Eastbrook Flea Market.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Well,
you know, two of our busiest spots every morning are 231 out of Wetumpka and I-65 and 85 through the interchange of downtown Montgomery, and they are loaded up this morning as usual. Light to mostly moderate traffic around the boulevard. We're not seeing any major problems. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving you the all clear this morning. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated on traffic. Your ticket to success is Trenum State. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State has what you need. Enroll at trenumstate.edu. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You saw him battle Mothra and King Kong. Now the legendary beast fights his worst foe yet. It's Godzilla versus the office know-it-all who had Alabama going to the Final Four.
I had no doubt about Alabama. They could shoot threes, rebound, plus they had a solid strength of schedule. Houston? I could have told you they wouldn't make it. Too reliant on guard play and looked bad in the conference tournament.
Godzilla versus the office know-it-all who had Alabama going to the Final Four.
As for who will win it next year's Super Bowl, well, if you look at the historical trends of the AFC...
Watch it if you dare.
And now, it's time for Factzilla, the friendly monster who brings you
random facts.
It's Godzilla, Factzilla.
Factzilla,
yes.
That's the J. That may be your new name.
I did look up the inmate population for Norway compared to the United States. The United States spending $25,000 per inmate per year with 1.2 million inmates here in the United States.
Right.
Norway spends, what, $120,000 per inmate per year, and they have a little under 4,000.
What?
Well, yeah, they kind of obey the law in that country.
Yeah, the number reached around 3,690 in 2022.
Stay tuned, folks, because you're going to learn more about Norwegia than you ever dreamed.
Norwegian. Hello, I'm from Norway.
I make up my own words.
I like it.
Thank you.
Norwegian. Did you know? Young people. I have no idea what age group that is. But around 20% of young people... lack a gag reflex.
Lack of what? Gag reflex?
Yeah, around 20% of young people. That's the word.
Who's surveying this?
Around 20% of young people lack a gag reflex.
All right, just making notes.
That's not much to make a note on, really. Around 20% of young people don't have this, or yeah, I don't. Yeah.
How do they test for that?
But my problem is, as young people, like, you give me an age range, you know?
Oh, okay.
What is considered young people? You know?
And does this go away as you get older? Do you develop it?
I don't know.
I know, it was one of my least favorite things as a kid was going to the doctor because he comes at you with those sticks.
Sticks!
I used to work for them, by the way.
Oh.
And so you had to have that, they had to test it.
Okay, so what do we have here?
Want to see my gold records?
Yes.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Hey, want to see my gold records?
Hey, used to be very effective.
We did talk about this at your last time in for your microneedling.
What is so funny?
Just
chuckles. He's gone from Faxzilla to chuckles.
No, it's just the fact that you're like, hey, you know, I worked for Stan, and then she comes around and be like, well, yeah, the first time you came in and like whatever.
Everybody,
you mentioned that. Just get a shirt that just says it.
All right.
That way you can skip
We're
the conversation.
We're way behind at 7:41.
Yeah, I was trying to find, there was a statistic on this 20% of young people without the gag reflex. There was more to it than just that. But I think it also, because it also talked about older people as well. Anyway, I'll have to look that up later because we are behind. Did you know? Before the discovery of electricity, we didn't know what electricity was. We were dark times back then. Ooh, careful. Before the discovery of electricity, electric rays, those that were in the water, the little animals in the water, they were called torpedoes.
Really?
If this is before electricity, this would also be before we had torpedoes.
Speaking of torpedoes, don't forget $2.88 a pound for ground beef and those large plasticine torpedoes they have at Food Outlet.
The word torpedo comes from the Latin torpidus, which means numb or paralyzed, because basically you would touch one of those electric eels and you would feel numb or you would get paralyzed from them. Or electric eels, they were rays, whatever. And so torpedoes as weapons were later named after these animals.
Huh.
So the words, the torpedo that we get from military is derived from what they were called, what they called electric rays way back before the discovery of electricity. Long, convoluted way to get around there. Did you know the average trained dog, do you have a dog, Pamela?
I have three.
Three dogs. What do you have? What are the breeds?
They're all mutts from the Humane Society.
Wonderful.
Wow, great.
Yes. What, the littlest
big,
one.
Big, tall, yeah.
What are well, we I have a little Chihuahua. She's the oldest.
Name?
Kit Kat.
Okay.
And then my middle one is another girl. Her name is Evie because we got her on Christmas Eve. And she is like a boxer.
Oh, wonderful.
Terrier.
God, I love boxers.
Yes, she's
so
the
much
sweetest girl. And then my big one is a wild country dog named Bucky, and he is a Catahoula.
Gas station?
No.
Good.
my grandpa was alive, his nickname was Buck.
Aww.
And so we named him after
okay.
my grandpa. But he's a shepherd and Catahoula mix, and he's wild.
Fantastic.
Yes.
The average trained dog knows about 165 words.
I think some know more than that.
Yeah, of course.
It's like having a toddler.
Yeah, Chase is very, when he's here and you say, go find your ball, he knows what he's looking for.
Yeah.
And
right.
He looks for it. I know there was, God, there's somebody else we were just recently talking about who they could name a specific toy. Of course, the dogs.
Right.
Yeah, and they would go to wherever those were held and bring the exact one that
exactly,
is
named. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can do that.
There is video of somebody who's been training a dog on these step pads. And when the dog steps on the pad says something like, yes, no,
mm-hmm. Oh,
outside,
right.
Treat.
Yeah.
And will hit. Just
you know who's
that's
deceptively
so cool.
deceptively smart? Briscoe. My little widget had a gizmo face, black bearded cat-headed thing, Mr. Thing, Mr.
Now, do you say deceptively smart because...
He can give you, he can look like he doesn't know a damn thing.
He is
cunning. He's, yeah.
One eye goes one way, the other goes
he plays,
the other.
He plays, yeah.
But he's very, very smart.
He is.
Did you know? Yeah, this is a great one. During the opening ceremony of the Ottawa International Airport's new terminal in 1959, the USAF F-104 Starfighter did a flyby at supersonic speed.
Oh, wow. That close to the ground?
It resulted in a sonic boom that shattered pretty much all the glass in the airport.
Yeah.
I knew that's what you were going to say.
Yep. Wow.
That's hilarious.
It delayed the opening for an entire year.
Wow.
So the opening ceremony had to, they basically said, well, we got to shut down and
I wonder where the guy that came up with that idea was working the next day.
It was that pilot's last day.
Yeah.
Send it.
And finally, did you know there was a British drinking song, or there currently is a British drinking song called Anacreon in Heaven, and I'm probably mispronouncing how you say Anacreon, but whatever. It was originally written for the 18th century Masonic Club. The tune was later lifted and then merged with a poem called Defense of Fort McHenry.
Mm-hmm.
That was that poem, and the lifting of the tune was done by Francis Scott Key.
Okay. Whose bridge just collapsed last week.
Whose bridge just collapsed.
And by the way, have you noticed how that story has kind of like vanished?
It did. It came, you know, it was way up here, and now it's way down here.
Yeah.
Just nobody's talking about it all of a sudden.
Right, because it was just an accident.
Too many people are asking questions.
Just an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then, you know, in Arkansas, another bridge got hit by another barge over the weekend.
I didn't see anything about that.
Yeah, because it didn't actually knock the bridge down, but it hit the barge, hit the bridge, and, you know, caused some structural damage, but nothing that caused the bridge to collapse.
That happened in the swamp in the southern part of, I think it was Louisiana, where the train that goes cross country on the southern part was a boat had hit a bridge there and moved the track. And there was no warning system in place to tell the engineer of the train. It was an Amtrak.
Oh, my gosh.
And that thing went into the swamp in the middle of the night.
Oh, my gosh.
And the people that survived had issues because of snakes and everything else that's in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in the middle of nowhere. So where's the help going to come from?
In the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Anyway, Francis Scott Key took that... the poem Defense of Fort McHenry took the tune Anacreon in Heaven and came up with a Star Spangled Banner from it, which is the national anthem. Those are all of your random facts.
All right. It is 7:47 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll come back with your $20 food outlet pop quiz question in just a second. One of the missions accomplished on this trip to New Orleans was bringing back to my daughter her favorite ring. Bought it from Brian Jewelry about, I think, 12 or 13 years ago. I was asking her, and she says, did the math. And they reconditioned it, looked brand new. And then we had a new opal setting put in, and she was thrilled. It's her favorite. In fact, even though certainly jewelry stores in South Florida and in New Orleans, she's always loved the selection at Brian Jewelry. And you can see it all at brianjewelry.com. By the way, when you're on their website, there's a little thing you can click says members. Click that because the first time you purchase an item that's worth $200 or more, they'll take $100 off the register. And now it's time to start thinking about Mother's Day, which I believe was 6 weeks from yesterday, which would make it 41 days away doing the math in my head, as I often do. They will, if you're not sure, this is the place to go because over three generations and seven decades, Lynn Bryan and her team are so good at asking the kinds of questions that will help come up with answers that will lead them to some awesome jewelry choices or to create something from scratch. They do a lot of work honoring retirees and so forth because somebody who's specialized or been, dedicated their life to one particular thing, they're so good at coming up with items for those kinds of occasions. But whatever it is, celebrate with Brian Jewelry. Very competitive pricing. You can get 0% financing through a Synchrony luxury account for qualified customers, and they also offer layaway as well. Plus, that deal for members, $100 off on the first item of $200 or more that you purchase from Brian Jewelry. They're at 1778 East Main in the preferred community, and again at brianjewelry.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for that $20 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, earlier in Random Facts... Well, actually, this has nothing to do with Random Facts. How many dogs does Pamela have?
Hey, and hey. Bonus, I like that.
Bonus, if you can get that and name at least one of them, I'll give you bonus entries into the...
I like
the
this.
Things. I like it.
272-9228. Don't forget, coming up later today, we're giving away REO Speedwagon tickets as well. 272-9228.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Well, we're seeing our busiest traffic of the morning right now all over the area. I-65 and 85 are loaded up through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. And all of our feeder roads into town are stacked and packed right now. No major problems anywhere. That is the good news. Buckle up and drive carefully this morning. Be safe out there. We'll keep you updated throughout the morning. McKenna Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Some additional information. I was referencing that Amtrak crash, and Cooter and... Who else? I want to make sure everybody gets credit. And we appreciate the Jeff Tripp. Thank you, Jeff. The accident was in Mobile. Is there a swamp there? The one I'm talking about was a railroad track that was dislodged by a large boat or a barge. And the train came into a swampy area. Maybe it's two different accidents. Not sure. Anyway, which line am I going to first here?
Let me check on let me see.
Eligibility.
Okay, you can go with, we have a Lisa there?
Lisa!
Yeah, you got Lisa.
Lisa!
Good morning!
Hey, Lisa, how you doing? Hey,
I always say that name that way.
Doing great.
Name of angst.
All right, Lisa, how many dogs does Pamela have?
Pamela has three dogs.
Premature dingy.
Evie.
What are them is
named? I knew I was going to be right.
One of them is named
one
what?
One is named Evie. One is named Evie.
Yes.
And one is named Kit Kat.
Yeah. Can you get the other one?
And I don't know what, I didn't hear the big dog's name.
It's not after a gas station, but there is gas station.
He sounds like this.
That's right.
Bucky, after her grandfather.
Holy moly.
Wow, Lisa, good job.
Hey, where'd everybody else go? We had all five lines lit and on hold. Stick around for the follow-up.
I scared him.
You did a great job.
Very did some good braining right there.
Lisa.
Good job, Lisa.
Please hold Lisa.
Yeah, hang on, Lisa. I got to get some info.
And, of course, ever reliable backup Steve is here.
Good morning.
A follow-up.
Hey, everybody abandoned ship because Fat Villa entered the room, or entered the phone, rather. That lady do everything.
Did you like that?
She probably even knew you were a member of Styx.
Well... If she didn't.
But anyhow, the intros were well timed. Consider you just coming off a vacation here, bud. Very well timed.
So, can you tell me the type of jet that did the supersonic flyby that shut the airport that was supposed to be opening?
I couldn't tell you the type of jet, but I know it broke all the windows. It was it wasn't a Sabre jet. It was a F-104, I think it was.
That's it. Perfect.
That's it. F-104. I don't know the name of it, but I know it's F-104 there.
I've heard sonic booms many times, but yeah. I can't imagine the volume of one of those at ground level. That's got to be...
You know, around New Orleans, you have Alvin Callender Field, which is a Navy installation. And I remember where I lived down there, brother, every once in a while you would hit a sonic boom. And I remember being in stores, and all of a sudden the manager looks at the windows going, oh, they're still up. So, every once in a while that would happen there, so...
Steve, we appreciate it, man. I'm glad I passed on the convoluted intros today. All right, hang on one second. Everybody remain calm. I'm on it. I've got this ready to go. At 7:54, we're just running a little behind.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
No.
Weather.
You know what I did from force of habit?
What?
I always take the weather out.
Because Rich is here. Rich is here. Live, yeah.
So I took it out instead of letting it play consecutively because we're just having too much fun.
Is he ready to go?
Yes. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way, but not right away. Today, another dry day. Very warm for the beginning of April with a high temperature in the middle 80s, mostly cloudy skies. Continued dry through the nighttime hours tonight, low in the mid-60s, so very mild. Tomorrow's high 86, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then breezy and much cooler on Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and probably Friday. We'll go down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
And now this.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
That's what I like to hear. Did you know? I'm here to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro, which is going to open up today at 11 a.m. And they open up Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., closed on Sundays. But there to serve you some fantastic seafood, folks. Some wonderful food there. They got the salads, the wings, but the appetizers, they have a pickle plate there. It's fried pickles. They've got fried green tomatoes as well, corn nuggets, Cajun cheese curds, which are very, very good. Calamari, bacon cheddar fries, the crab claws, and the dragon shrimp, which is just shrimp with dragon sauce on it. The dragon sauce is a very, like, spicy yum-yum sauce that you would get, and it is fantastic. You can also get that in a po'boy style. So dragon shrimp po'boy is fantastic, and on the menu, you can get junior versions of the po'boys as well, and they will still feed a pretty good... I mean, you'll still get two meals out of that. You get the regular one, and you're going to get at least two meals out of it just from the amount of shrimp that fall off your po' boy. They got salads, as I mentioned, and the boil bags, which is just a little personal-sized low-country boil there for you. You can get it with clams or shrimp or the snow crab legs. It also comes with corn, potatoes, and Kaneka sausage as well. The flavorings, Cajun, spicy Cajun, lemon pepper. You can also get it without seasoning if you want to, and the wings have a ton of different flavors for it as well. You can see everything that I'm talking about. Don't forget about the seafood gumbo and the red beans and rice. Those are their specialties. They're just fantastic there. You can see all of this food online at theseafoodbistro.com. That is their website. Google their name, you'll find it. You can also use the delivery apps that are in your phone to put an order in online if you want to do that, or just look at the menu to kind of decide what you're going to have for either lunch or for dinner. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Their number is 279-7500. Like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
All right. In the 8 o'clock hour, you have a chance to win tickets to see REO Speedwagon. We're going to do a backward song, right?
All right. We have two pair to give away.
Yes.
So we can do a backward song, and then we can do a dinner and a show with what, our child actors or our worst 80s songs?
Yeah,
I
think the child actors would be easier.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Pamela, our guest from AMS Studios in Prattville, we're going to talk a little bit about what they do there next hour. It's a magical place. Look what they've done for me.
It's a magical place.
Seriously. And is it Ashley, the masseuse?
Yes, Ashley's one of the massage therapists. Yep.
Everybody I know. Great. Yeah. I mean, 5-star reviews on Ashley. Just passing that along. And with Mother's Day coming up, I think you should go to ams-studios.com and do a little browsing there. And start handing out the spoilage for Mother's Day. That's the least you could do, guys. Come on. At 7:59, we've got traffic, the Wall Street Business Report, and then REO Speedwagon tickets.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Well, we're seeing our busiest traffic of the morning right now all over the area. I-65 and 85 are loaded up through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. And all of our feeder roads into town are stacked and packed right now. No major problems anywhere. That is the good news. Buckle up and drive carefully this morning. Be safe out there. We'll keep you updated throughout the morning. McKenna Toyota has certified